Hey, Dan Sheridan here. This is lesson 11 in our series on American history. Let's dig right in, shall we? Well, last time we sailed with Columbus away from the comfort of the coast into the unknown ocean. Nobody had done this before, at least as that we know about, but it was new to Columbus and those around him. People stuck to the coastline, the safety of the coastline, but Columbus was brave. He went out into the unknown ocean with nothing but a scientific theory and faith to guide him. Now, in this lesson, we're going to discuss the actual trip. You know, a lesser man couldn't have managed the Santa Maria crew. They were a bunch. But Columbus's courage calmed their fears on many occasions. Every time something odd happened, the men panicked. I'll give you a few examples. First, on September 13th, the needle of the compass veered round to the west of the North Star. Now, this had never happened before, and the men freaked out. Columbus had no idea what the problem was, but he invented a reasonable answer and convinced the men to keep sailing westward. Columbus didn't know what the problem was. He probably was freaking out inwardly, but he kept it to himself and encouraged the men. And then there was a time that they saw seaweed floating mid-ocean. Now, this meant, usually, that there was shallow water with rocks underneath the ship ready to destroy them at any moment. They thought they were going to crash. Columbus calmed their fears on that occasion as well. And then there was a time when there was a steady wind that was blowing them west. Well, it was a nice wind, but then they started to fear that it would never blow the opposite direction and take them back home again. And that scared them. And they also ran across various types of land birds they never saw before. Each of these occasions aroused fear in the men, and each time Columbus calmed their fears. I'll tell you, a lesser man probably couldn't have handled it. And I'll tell you one other thing. It's a good thing that this voyage took place in good weather. Can you imagine if they had bad weather on top of all these problems that they encountered? The men would have just gone off the deep end, literally. Now, there came a day when the soldiers couldn't stand it anymore anyways. They plotted to toss Columbus overboard and head back home. Even his officers joined the conspiracy. So they started hatching this conspiracy. They were making their plans. But while the conspiracy was getting ready to be executed, the New World was just around the corner. The sea was getting shallower. They saw floating timber. And on the night of October 11th, Columbus saw what looked like a torch carried by a man. He thought this was proof that land was near and that it was inhabited. Then, finally, a few hours later, at 2 a.m. on Friday, October 12th, 5 weeks after Columbus left the Canary Islands, 10 weeks after leaving Spain, the cry was heard, "Land! Land!" And a gun was fired by the Pinta. Imagine Columbus's relief. He had won. As far as anyone knew at the time, all his theories were proved correct. Those who thought Columbus was a whack job would now praise him as a genius. And Columbus's men were humbled and joyful by the event. They now looked on Columbus as a hero and a great man. It's amazing how people are. One minute they were ready to throw him overboard, and now Columbus was a great man. Now, later that day, they dropped anchor in the harbor off a little island in the Bahamas. Columbus called it San Salvador, which means Holy Savior, in honor of the one he said had brought them there safely. Now, what did he do next? Columbus went to his room to dress for a gala event. He had one of those star quarters, maybe. Maybe he had a room that said star on it with his makeup crew. Nah, I doubt it. But anyway, he had to get ready for a gala event. He'd fit right in walking on the red carpet at the Academy Awards, I'll tell you, though. We'll talk about that next. We'll talk about Columbus's wardrobe, what he wore and what he did when he stepped on shore for the first time. And we'll also start talking a little bit about his adventures in the New World and his welcome back home. Imagine, the man who left everyone thinking he's nuts is going to go back a hero, and he couldn't wait for that time. All right, well, that ends this lesson. This is Dan Sheridan. Thanks for listening. Until next time, remember this, be good to one another because we're in this together.